Good morning for January 7th, 2010. This is Brian Madden. Today we're actually going to cover a couple topics. The first one, the main article on BrianMadden.com today, is called What's the Best Configuration for WAN Simulation of Remoting Protocols? And the idea is, you know, now that Gabe and I are back from the holidays, we're getting ready to spend some quality time with several of the recently released VDI products. Now, this is both for that VDI week thing that we wrote about yesterday, as well as our general knowledge, just testing out the products and becoming familiar with them and writing articles and stuff. Personally, one of the first things I want to test is VMware's software implementation of PC over IP. That's the new protocol they licensed from Teradici that's built into Vue 4. Now, as everyone knows, most remoting protocols work great over the LAN. The real test, of course, comes when you start adding congestion and various WAN-like characteristics. So last month, I actually used Twitter to ask about which free network simulation or WAN emulation tools people like to use. I got a ton of ideas. It seems that WANEM, that's W-A-N-E-M, WANulator, and GNS3 are the most popular. And, you know, I checked them out, and they're all pretty simple to use. So here I am now. I'm sitting here. I've got my Vue 4 lab set up and ready to go. I've got my WAN simulator in place, and I'm all set to start testing. So the problem, I guess, is I don't have any clue as to what specific WAN characteristics I should configure my WAN simulator for. I mean, sure, I could pick some kind of arbitrary numbers, but I'm actually more curious about the real-world numbers that would be most valuable to you as a user. So, in other words, if I go through these different testings and kind of post results and videos and stuff, what do I need to do now to prevent comments like, you know, your test is shit because you didn't test X scenario? So that's what I'm curious. That is a specific question that I'm asking you. If you were to look at or you were to configure a WAN, what parameters should I use for this WAN configuration, this WAN simulation testing? And I guess I just want to add one more thing. If there's one thing I've learned over the past, it's actually now 12 years of working with ICA, it's that every user has his or her own threshold for what makes a good user experience. So rather than me doing all these tests and just trying to sort of quantify this arbitrarily by saying this protocol works good or not good, or it's a good experience or bad experience, I'm just going to actually do video recordings of the screen output. So that way, it's very easy to say, okay, here's this parameters of the WAN, and here's what it looks like. Here's those parameters, and here's what it looks like. Now, when I do this, I'm not trying to be super scientific about this whole thing, since really I'm not a real industry analyst, and I just kind of don't care that much. I mean, I don't care that much about being, like, super rigorously scientific. All I'm looking for is just maybe three or four test scenarios that I can use as I'm going through these products, recording these demos. What parameters should I use? What parameters will you find the most valuable? So if you have thoughts on this, then please join the conversation today on BrianMadden.com and share your thoughts, and I'll get started testing. Thanks.